You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, May 4th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $5 billion. That's how much Apollo Global Management Funds will pay to buy a majority stake in Verizon Communications media businesses, a group that includes AOL, Yahoo, and TechCrunch. Verizon announced Monday that it's selling 90% of those businesses for $4.25 billion in cash and $750 million in preferred interests. It will hang on to a 10% stake. The sale has been expected for a while. What's especially notable about the deal is that the businesses all came with pretty steep price tags, but Verizon wrote down the value of the assets by $4.6 billion in 2018. The deal should let the telecom company refocus on its expansion into 5G technology, and it could help earnings if the media properties were operating at a loss. Verizon stock was up 0.3% on Monday after the news. The next number up is 7.7%. That's the size of the stake that activist hedge fund Starboard Value has in cloud data storage company Box. And the fight between the fund and the company has started to heat up. Starboard has been a shareholder in Box for 2 years, and their relationship was initially seen as a friendly one. But on Monday, the fund announced plans to nominate directors to the board to try to put more pressure on the company to take steps to grow its business. The fund also took issue with some of Box's recent financing decisions, like selling $500 million in preferred stock to buy back common shares. Box's stock is up more than 16% this year, but still below its IPO price from 2015. Our last number is $331 million. That's how much revenue Robinhood reported bringing in from trading firms during the first quarter of this year, as individuals traded the big run-up in meme stocks such as GameStop. That revenue comes from a controversial practice known as payment for order flow, when high-speed trading firms pay brokers to direct individuals' trades their way. It has become an important part of the business for brokerages where individual investors trade, since those platforms usually don't charge fees to buy or sell stocks or options. It's also seen some serious growth. Robinhood's payment for order flow revenue in the first quarter of last year was just $91 million, less than a third of this year's amount. The platform could be on track for more than $1 billion of revenue this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, May 4th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.